It's 84 degrees at a minute before noon. This is WHQR Wilmington, 96.7 Classical HQR and 91.3 HQR News. I'm Gina Gamboni, and this is the Midday Interview. My guest today is Isabel Shepherd, who is one of five graduate fellows working here at WHQR. Thanks for joining us today, Isabel.
Thanks for having me, Gina.
Absolutely. Isabel came to Wilmington to study poetry at UNCW after graduating from West Virginia University with a dual degree in English and political science. Here at the station, she works with Rachel Lewis Hilburn in the news department. Tell us first about your graduate studies at UNCW, your decision to study poetry here in Wilmington.
Wow. Well, initially I had planned to be a lawyer. So obviously this is a bit of a jump, but I sort of realized that you only have one life to live, figured you might as well go and study what you want. And luckily, I am studying something that's a little not practical, but then I have the opportunity to come and work here in this NPR station, and I'm kind of hoping to make a career out of that. So it's all worked out generally for the best.
Sure. What kind of poetry do you like to write?
Okay, so that is an interesting question. Generally, I write poetry that is influenced by my life, my family. So it's pretty intensely personal. We're not going to go into that as much today.
Sure, of course. So, but you are enjoying writing poetry, and that's one part of your brain. But then you also have this political science part of you. And since you've been here, you are doing news reporting. I mean, mm-hmm. Did you ever foresee yourself becoming a reporter?
Absolutely not. No, this is never something that I think I planned to do. But I'm finding that I'm surprisingly loving it a lot, actually. So my background is in political science and English, and this kind of brings both of those together. So it's writing the news, it's writing what's happening in your community, and writing it in a way that connects to the listener and makes them care about what is going on, and not only care, but understand on a deeper level. So I think it actually all works out pretty well. And poetry is known for its succinct quality. So that plays into news writing, and particularly news writing for radio. And again, in addition to being sort of short, brief, to the point, poetry is all about creating images with words, which is what we do here on public radio, right? There's that saying, radio has the best pictures. So that's what I try to do every day is create sound that creates an image in the mind of someone who's just driving home and trying to understand the world around them in the brief time that they have.
So trying to create a picture with words about news as opposed to about emotional things, which is what your poetry is about.
Right.
Yeah. That's great. And how has being a reporter, how has that changed your outlook on the world, on Wilmington?
Right. Okay. Well, it's you become an interesting person when you're a reporter. So initially, I think I'd been concerned with like individual issues that I found important to me, things like that. But when you're a reporter, you kind of get this sort of macro image, right? You see how all of these things play together, how economics plays into the environment, plays into schools, and how people work together, how people relate to one another. And then you become interested in some really weird things. Like, I know way too much about parking in Wilmington, or about urban design. Things like land use codes are things that I talk about regularly when I'm just out with friends, and they give me that look like, Isabel, please stop that. Put that away. But yeah, I care about things like the Water Street parking deck. They're going to be discussing that at City Council tonight, and I'm honestly excited to go and learn about that. So it makes you a little wonky. I also now know the definition of terminal groins and also what they're all about. And no, it is not something that you need an operation for.
That's what I asked her earlier.
Right. Yeah. It's an issue that's pretty relevant to this region. I don't know why they gave it that name, but either way. So you get all of these odd facts in your head, and I think what's interesting about the similarities between writing and reporting is that you become a bit of an expert in a wide range of fields in order to write about it. So maybe you aren't specifically focusing in on one issue, but you can kind of get a broad sense of this landscape and how all of those pieces work together.
Sure. What has been the biggest challenge about becoming a reporter, about doing this work? Like, what's hardest? What's the most difficult part?
Wow. Okay. That's, you didn't prepare me for that question, Gina.
but you were leading there because right. I see your excitement and it's fun,
right.
You know, doing news stories and things, but like, what is, What's the heavy lifting?
I think the heavy lifting is trying to, A, boil down a large issue into just the sum of its parts. There are sometimes when, I think I especially struggled with this when I was first coming in. I wanted to tell the public everything about every issue that I heard about. But if we did that, people would, A, turn off their radios because they don't get as excited about, you know, parking as I do. But then in addition to that, we just don't have time. And in order to cover that broad expanse and to see how all of that works together, you really have to be quick and you have to boil it down to the nuts and bolts. And that was probably the hardest struggle. It's getting a little easier.
Actually, when I worked for Morning Edition doing stories and editing stories, one of the hardest things for me was always to say, okay, this information has to be taken out. Mm-hmm. And to not give the full story, it feels like you're lying in some way,
right?
You know, by omission. Mm-hmm. And I totally understand that. And I actually struggle with that a little bit here on the classical station, telling stories about composers and things. It's like, well, of course, everyone wants to know what kind of childhood this person had, right? As you listen to the music. And it's like, well, you don't have time. Mm-hmm. And people don't necessarily get as excited about these little tidbits
as
we do on different topics. So Isabel, you have 2 more years at UNCW mm-hmm. studying in the creative writing department for your master's. Mm-hmm. You said earlier that you do hope to work in public radio. What do you see yourself doing over the next few years?
Well, I'm returning to this radio station next year, so get familiar with this voice. It's coming back. So I'm hoping to do this for another year or two and then see where it takes me. One of the things that I love about public radio is that it's everywhere. So I'm generally hoping to return to the mountains at some point. Being from West Virginia, that's something that I miss a lot.
Sure. And your great mom, who I've met, she lives up there,
yes,
right?
Yes. But she'll soon be able to go anywhere. She's an art teacher and she'll soon be retiring. So
nice.
I'm going to pick her up and go wherever.
So do you actually see yourself being at a radio station, say, up in West Virginia?
That would be fantastic. West Virginia Public Radio is pretty good. So that's a shout out if anyone's listening up there.
All right.
Hire me.
Isabel Shepherd, she's our intern and she'll be here for another year. We're so delighted to have her. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Gina.
It's 12:06.